All right, Richard, you drove a car recently as well. Was it a 2024 or 2025 Lexus UX 300H?
Yeah, 2025, Dad, and okay. It's a 300, which is the 25 replaces the 250H from previous year's model. And basically what it is, they upgraded the hybrid powertrain and put it more powerful. It's got a little bit more get up and go. Folks, this is a compact SUV, right? You know, the car we just talked about, a little bit more of that midsize or even large, on the border of large, right? This is a compact SUV. And the reason I say that, Dad, is because some people sort of knock this car for not having a whole lot of room. And what I would say is, this is the segment, right? These compact SUVs where they sit up a little bit higher, but they don't sit up super, super high. And they also give you the ability to get all-wheel drive, which this car has. It also has a front-wheel drive model, I believe. But this was the all-wheel drive version. And when you combine that with, you know, get a little bit higher clearance, no. Is there a ton of room in the back seat in the second row? No, but this car's not meant for it, right? You know, can you put some kids in a booster seat, which I did? Absolutely, you can. But really, you're getting a all-wheel drive SUV that you're breaking into the Lexus. I guess you're breaking into the Lexus model, right? You're into that segment of car, kind of the luxury SUV market, for under $50,000. And you get all of the apportionments, the interior apportionments that Lexus is known for, their safety, their hands-free control, their automatic braking, their infotainment system, all of the Lexus benefits that you get with Lexus, with other cars, Dad, and that are a lot more money, you get, again, for sub $50,000, which is really hard to beat. We had the F-Sport package on this car. There's a lot of other things. There was a really pretty color that came on this. It was a really pretty blue. And honestly, Dad, this car works phenomenal. The best thing to me, and again, this is the hybrid version, is the fuel economy.
Yeah.
This car, Dad, even with the all-wheel drive version, is only 1 mile per gallon less than the front-wheel drive version, which is an average of 42. And so you can go a lot of places, and again, I know fuel prices, hopefully you'll stay good and go down, but you know, if they're not or you're worried about that, this is a great option for you, Dad, because you don't have to plug this car in. It uses the famous,
yeah,
Lexus hybrid, you know, the Toyota hybrid system, which you and I have talked about is really second to none.
It is.
With how well
That's right.
Put their hybrid technology together. And you get all of the benefits of that. And again, with the luxury of the Lexus, you know, name and all everything that goes along with it, all inside, kind of, and I'm going to say it, a compact package, which is really nice, and especially that if you're more urban driving, right, where you need to fit into some tighter places, that sort of thing. Maybe you're empty nesters, you're looking for something where you can maybe haul the grandkids and still have the ability to you know, put this in a small garage or a tight space at the grocery store. You got the ability to do so. So I encourage folks, Dad, check it out. Again, the model we drove, 2025 Lexus UX 300H. This is the all-wheel drive version. Head to your local Lexus dealer and let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.